Wait, hold on. I got a question.
No questions for you.
No questions.
No, question time's over. Hello?
Hi.
Is this the Chatterbox?
Yeah.
Kelly Jo is here.
Hello!
Yeah.
Hello, Kelly Jo.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Pretty good. What's going on?
Lots of exciting things.
Shelf, no
yeah.
Big.
Oh, okay.
It's fall. It's Halloween time. It's all that stuff. Leaves are changing. They're falling.
That's happening so fast here. And we have had the weirdest, not to be, you know, pedestrian and talk about weather. We have had the weirdest fog in Vancouver. It's just been hanging. And it's been all day for days and days and days. And you can't, it's like pea soup. You can't see anywhere at all. And at night, it's very, very creepy and excellent. Hmm. Like a zombie movie.
That's good for Halloween.
Yeah.
I love this time of year. Like, I'm such in the Halloween mood. Like, mm-hmm. I've been listening to, like, Halloween-themed music at work. And I have, like a pumpkin on my desk. It's fun. I don't know. I enjoy it.
Like Monster Mash?
That is on there, yeah.
What else Werewolf do you have on that playlist?
That's a graveyard smash.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people.
That is on there. Yeah, that's on there. Werewolf Bar Mitzvah is on there. Like, hold on, I'm going to pull it up. I have some good stuff.
I've never even heard. I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
Spooky, scary.
I've never heard that one.
Oh. It's from 30 Rock.
It's fantastic.
Oh, well, that's why I've never heard it. Oh.
I was going to say, maybe it's a New York thing.
And
it
becoming
is.
Fools. Yeah. It kind of is, yeah. So, of course, I've got Nightmare Before Christmas. I've got some Rocky Horror. I've got Don't Fear the Reaper.
That's course. A good one.
Dracula's Lament from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Anything from Transylvania 5-6. Anything from Transylvania 5-6000.
No.
No.
All right. Ghostbusters, Beetlejuice, Thriller, of
which
course,
they're obviously. Talking about remaking Beetlejuice.
Well, no, actually, they're doing a sequel.
I thought it was a sequel, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sequel. Yeah, there you go. Sorry.
I never really liked the first one, to be honest.
Oh, I did. It's like a classic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did we just say it three times?
Beetlejuice.
Sorry, go on with that.
He's here.
Yeah, well, I mean, all we know is that they're Tim Burton and Michael Keaton are coming back to do a sequel, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, because Michael Keaton doesn't do a lot anymore.
No, and I feel like this will work.
Hosting his talk show.
Yeah. What?
Oh yeah, you didn't know he has a late night CNBC talk show where he talks to his guests in a diner.
Oh,
didn't know what? That. Interesting.
Yeah, I learned about it from How Was Your Week. It's a podcast hosted by Julie Klausner. I highly recommend it, but she brings it up pretty much every week, making fun of it because it's like, it's just Alec Baldwin, like pretending he's a folksy person, just talking to people in a diner.
Michael Keaton or Alec Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin.
We were talking about Michael Keaton.
No, he's in the movie.
Oh!
And I brought it up saying Alec Baldwin's too busy hosting his talk show to be in the sequel.
Oh, I did not somehow.
It's a joke. I try and do that sometimes.
But I think your Skype may have dropped out for Alec Baldwin because I did not hear that. And I thought you were talking about Michael Keaton. I'm like, Michael Keaton has a talk show? That makes no sense. I don't understand. No.
But you know what's good is that with the makeup on, like you won't be able to tell how much older he is.
That's true.
There could be really deep crinkles, that you know, like old lady lips when they put lipstick on, but they've got those old lady wrinkles, and so the lipstick kind of that could happen to his face. I'm just saying.
Maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yes, yeah, so I'm excited about that.
I did know Alec Baldwin had a talk show, though, by the way.
Oh, I didn't.
I've never seen it. I just knew he had one. I'll leave it at that. I'm not really a fan.
Oh.
I don't find him all that entertaining.
I only like him as Jack Donaghy.
He's Is it that arrogance that you dislike about him, Mike?
Yeah, I think he's just comes off like an asshole.
Well, I think he's proved he is kind of an asshole, really.
Yeah, and I don't know. That's, you know, and not in a good way, not in like an interesting way. He's just run of the mill asshole.
With his Asian yoga wife.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, very off putting. I don't know if I could handle a talk show with him. I can't imagine how incredibly smug that would be.
In a diner, no less.
The smuggest talk show in history.
Have you heard how great I am? I just was wondering if you'd like to sit down and discuss how great I am.
Well, he was talking to Bill de Blasio.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know who that is either.
No.
No. Wow.
He's running for mayor in New York.
Yes. Oh.
I'm so West Coast.
Well, you wouldn't know because you, number one, don't live in the United States, and secondly, don't live in New York.
He's not a bad-looking man when you Google him.
Who, Alec Baldwin or Bill de Blasio?
Bill de Blasio. Yeah. I mean, from the picture I see of him currently, maybe he has, you know, not, in some pictures he's cute. Yeah, not a bad-looking guy. He's going to get voted in based on his looks, I'm telling you right now. I mean, I haven't seen the other people, but I'm just saying. That's what happens.
There you go.
Good-looking men get nominated or voted in based on their looks.
So did everybody hear that Michaela wants to poll a listener?
I want to poll a listener.
Poll a listener?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Look at the outline. Look how she spelled it. She wants to poll a listener.
Oh.
Root poll.
Okay, well, let's see. It's a recurring problem that I have, apparently. Wow. How Freudian is that?
I want a group poll.
I want a group poll, group too. Poll. Should have been in New York.
Oh, Rob.
Okay. We have decided to make an announcement. Should we do this at the end of the show or the beginning
of
the show?
Do it right now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So it is time.
Because I'll cut you off at the end.
Cut me off at the end, I know. We just did their Kanye. Thanks a lot.
I'm going to let you finish. Oh,
yeah, can we actually not ever mention those two people whose names start with K ever again on the show? Can you speak a pledge?
I wanted to talk about their engagement at the ballpark in San Francisco for a little bit if we could.
You mean the reason why he canceled his Vancouver tour?
I don't know.
He canceled Vancouver the night before for that.
You know way more about it than I do.
It's just because people were all up in arms and I happen to live in the city. And I was like, yay, that's so exciting. We don't have that extra, you know, douche canoe energy floating around town today.
Douche canoe, did you say?
I did.
Douche canoe.
I like that term.
So, back to the fun. Sorry. Michael? You always drag me off course.
I like doing that.
You are the uneven keel of my boat.
Of your dish canoe.
So it is time for the second annual Great Canadian Halloween Chocolate Giveaway.
Ooh.
Ooh. This means that you will do something that will amuse us and we will give you chocolate.
That sounds pretty sweet deal.
Doesn't
no pun
it?
Intended.
Okay, so we had to come up with a way for you to amuse us, and we decided that pumpkin selfies was going to be the way. So, Rob, go ahead and please explain.
Yes, so you will take a pumpkin. You will decorate it somehow, carve it if you would like. That's the most common method, I think. And so you will take your pumpkin, and it could be of anything you want. It doesn't have to be like a chatterbox pumpkin. That's crazy. But that would be awesome. But a pumpkin. And then you will take your camera of choice and you will take your pumpkin and you'll pose with your pumpkin and you'll take a picture of yourself with your pumpkin.
Pumpkin
Pretty
selfie.
Simple. Pumpkin selfie.
There you go. And then you will post them into the Chatterbox group, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Yes.
And then we will put a pole up and you will dance around it. No. Okay. For that, that's what Mike's going to do if you win.
Yes.
He's going to come to your house. Twice. No. So we'll put up a poll and you can all vote on who you would like, whose pumpkin selfie you think should win.
Yes.
You have to be in the picture with the pumpkin, please.
Yes. I mean, it's super easy. You probably have, I mean, it's Halloween coming up soon. You might even have already carved a pumpkin. So all you have to do is take a picture with it. And then you might get awesome Canadian chocolate.
Awesome Canadian chocolate. Okay. So we have to have a deadline for this. So is a week fair, which would be Halloween night.
Wow. Halloween's in a week. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn. Yeah. That sounds fair.
Okay. So we'll post all the details in the group and give you a place either. You'll have to do individual posts for the pictures because it won't let you post pictures in the comments. But that's fine too. And so we'll close the contest on October 31st, 2013, midnight Eastern, no, Pacific Standard Time, because that just gives you a little extra time, right?
Sure.
You're out drunk, you find a pumpkin on the step, you go, ooh, look at me in the pumpkin. But that's cheating, so don't do that. Carve your own damn pumpkin.
Actually, you can put a photo in posts.
Can you?
Yeah, I think it's a new feature.
I think, I don't know if you can do it mobily, though.
Oh, I don't, maybe not mobily, but
yeah.
Well, whatever. We can post something. Just post it somewhere. We'll find it.
Does, yeah, it's not going to be that hard to find.
Like there's going to be like a million entries anyway. So
exactly,
your chocolate chances are awesome.
That's right. So I guess we have to put this show out really quickly. That's
we can do that.
We'll get it up.
We'll get it up.
We will get it up.
We'll get it up the poll. And I will post about it in the group this evening so that it's there because, you know, you're in our group, right? You listen to the show.
Yes.
You should join the group. Fun things happen there. Just saying. All right. Yay, chocolate. Michael?
What?
Oh,
yeah.
You've been into the night?
Yeah. It has nothing to do with Baywatch Nights.
Damn it.
Is there a kit car involved?
No. It's because I'm very chivalrous. That is why. I guess on Nightcast, which is a new podcast, I guess. It's I think the one I'm on is comes out in November, which apparently is only a week away.
Sorry, I was clippity-clopping like a horse. What is the podcast about?
They do game reviews and things like that. So.
Oh, cool.
And they have a website where they do game reviews. And they go back and I think they're focusing more on a little bit older games for people who can't afford to be, you know, going next gen and all that. Mm-hmm. So it seems like what they're focusing on. So I think that's a pretty interesting way to go.
The environmental gamers.
Yeah, the environmental gamers. Yeah, because
people don't want to encourage more plastic.
Well, games. Because not everybody can afford new titles and things like that.
It's not got to be about money. Maybe it's just about the fact they don't want to encourage more plastic to be made.
Well, there's still going to be plastic made, so it doesn't really matter.
It's just a nicer way to think of it.
And they're over at 9nights.net, I believe. But they're on iTunes, Nightcast. I think I'm on like episode 3 or 4, something like that.
We will check it out.
Which is not out yet.
Oh. Well, we won't check it out yet.
Then. I talk about Skyrim.
Sounds painful.
Because it was like this. Well, it will be the second anniversary. So that was why. And as we all know, I played a lot of it.
Yes, I know. Because it shows up in my news feed when you comment in the group.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It shouldn't.
For mine too.
Yep. Really? It shouldn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And your photography group, too. You might want to lock that down.
It used to be. What the fuck, Facebook?
Yeah. Well, it's important we tell each other these things because that son of a bitch, he keeps trying to give our stuff away. I found out that when I...
No, that actually kind of pisses me off because I had all shit locked the fuck down.
Nope.
Fuck Facebook. I'm quitting Facebook right now.
No, you're not.
Don't do that.
Yep.
You'll be back and he knows it. Yeah, I'm annoyed because if you search my name on Facebook, you can see almost 400 of my images. And whenever I try to make them private, it pretty much tells me to go bugger off.
That is some bullshit.
It is serious bullshit. This is what I keep telling people and they keep calling me an alarmist. So there you go. I think you need to turn or not put your groups. Or I've left any group that's not private, personally.
Yeah.
That's what I've done. Because otherwise, it shows up in Google search, too.
Jeez.
I searched my full name on Google search, and some comments I'd made 2 years ago in a Lost Girl group showed up.
Wow.
So I went and deleted them all. Huh. Yeah. Keep your groups private, kids.
Jesus. What a pain Michael, in the ass.
This is the what you're excited about section. Michael does not sound very
they
excited
fucking
about
fucking change
privacy.
Shit constantly. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Stop fucking with shit.
See, that should be the episode title.
I hope that fucking dumb cunt Zuckerberg fucking drowns himself in his stupid fucking castle.
That's right.
God damn.
Sorry, I didn't
That's
mean to
fucking
upset
annoying.
You so much. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you know, though.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yes.
It's because they constantly change the shit.
I know. And then you try to make it private and you hunt and you dig. And by the time you get to where you were going, you forget what the hell you were doing. It's a plan. Selling our privacy. This is what is happening.
I don't care about that part. But
the more you know.
I don't want people knowing my thoughts on Skyrim.
Well, no. I like to keep things separate. And
yeah,
I don't,
but you know you have your photography group. I see all that.
And I don't like to flood people's feeds with stuff.
I don't care.
Well, no,
but
I don't.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, just such a pain in the ass, this fucking Facebook.
I know. I really only use it for groups and family announcements. Like if I really need a lot of people to know something.
Yeah.
Then I post that. And honestly, my Facebook friends, I've been whittling them down and whittling them down to people that I would say probably 60% of the people I'm friends with on Facebook now are people I've met online. I could be anybody. Mm-hmm. Those pictures aren't me. No. I would pick someone like way better looking just so you know. If that wasn't me. With bigger boobs. Don't judge. Don't judge me.
Boobs.
Restuses.
8008s.
What is going on? Next.
Okay, well, that's what boobs is on a calculator. It's not my fault if you kids have never seen a calculator.
I used to use a calculator.
I used to know how to spell all sorts of things on a calculator.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Michael, what? You need talking off the ledge still? Or you
no, no. I'm just annoyed now.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to annoy you in any way.
No, it's just a pain in the ass to constantly have to go through that.
I was fighting with it for hours last night trying to lock my pictures down, and it will not allow it.
Yeah, there's not that many settings anymore.
No, and you have to do them picture by picture. Now, I've got like over 400 pictures on there, so my only option really is to start deleting them, I guess.
So, Jesus.
If you ain't buying the product, you are the product. Okay. Let's talk about movies.
Movies.
Movies, movies, movies.
Movies, okay. Movies, 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 movies.
Movies. No. Oh, yeah. Tim. Copyright Tim 2012. Okay, so I'm going to go first because I watched the shittiest movie here. Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters.
I bet you're right.
How bad was that? I mean, I remember seeing the previews and it looked pretty horrendous.
It's a Saturday afternoon glass of wine kind of movie.
Yeah, it looked pretty rough.
Yeah. And maybe a couple of doobies.
And maybe.
Just maybe.
Just to help you get through it.
I'm not going to confirm or deny anything.
Right. Watch it if it's free on Netflix and you have nothing else to watch. It's, you know, it's Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters. Drink wine.
Mm.
Yeah. I also watched, I've watched a couple of things, but I've forgotten what they were. Probably due to the wine. Russell Peters, Notorious. And it's the same old, it's Russell Peters. Do you guys all know who Russell Peters is?
No.
Okay. He is.
Yeah, anybody, I was confused by that. Who is that?
Okay. He's a Canadian comedian. But he's kind of really, he lives in the States more than anywhere now.
Wait,
he does
wait.
A lot of.
Did he go by the name Rusty Peters?
No, he's Russell Peters. Okay. He's East Indian guy. He does a lot of Indian-based jokes. Like, he likes to imitate his dad, you know. you better not to do this. And he does a lot of this kind of thing. And he says the dance is screwing in a light bulb, you know, and he does the dance. So it's that kind of thing. So it's the same old, Russell Peters. He does love racial jokes. Like, he's a very racially based comedian. He likes to pick on Asian people quite a lot. I don't know why. It's his thing. But he talks about racial stereotypes a lot, and it's funny, and he can get away with it because he's Indian. So there you go.
Interesting.
Check out Russell Peters if you get a chance. If you've never seen him, he's very funny. But be aware that his comedy is quite racially based, and if that offends you, then you're probably not going to like him very much.
Gotcha.
And that's really all I care to admit or remember watching. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay, so... first, I didn't watch any new movies, but there were a couple of awesome trailers, new trailers that came out. So, first one, Anchorman 2.
Oh, that's gonna be so funny.
Oh my god, I was a little worried because like, oh man, the first one was so awesome.
Yeah.
Can they live up to it? Right. So I thought the first trailer was pretty good. But like, we didn't really see that much of the movie. Has anyone else seen the second trailer?
No. I have.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was pretty damn funny. So
it's really funny.
Yeah. To me, I feel like they have it. They still got it.
Yeah.
It's
the freaking van. And the cruise control gag makes me laugh just thinking about it.
You just have to go watch it. I mean, I have no worries about this movie. Like, it's gonna be a lot of fun. It's going to be so much fun. And the other one is a new Captain America trailer that came out, Winter Soldier. This one I also thought was really cool. I really like the different – like, it's got a different feel than the other Marvel movies. Like, because from what I understand, what they want to do is have each of the you know, separate movies be kind of like a – have their own feel to them, kind of be in different genres even. Like, this is kind of like, you know, like a spy action movie, you know, kind of thing, rather than just, you know, full out like superhero movie, you know. So I'm curious to see this. I'm very excited for this. So solid trailers.
Mike will never watch it.
No, he won't.
No,
the first one wasn't good enough to see a second one, honestly.
I think, KJO, you have a couple of movies you want to talk about?
Yeah, I saw Captain Phillips.
How was Captain Phillips? I've heard fantastic things about this movie.
It's really good, except for the first 5 minutes, where there's just, like, all this expository dialogue that doesn't mean anything. Like, it's just Tom Hanks talking to Catherine Keener, being like, you know, Danny's got to do better in school. He can't keep on cutting classes like this. You know, and it's a lot harder than it used to be, you know? It used to be you work hard and you then become captain. It's not like that anymore. And it's just like, Tom Hanks, I don't know who Danny is. I don't know if he wants to become a captain like you are. We don't know Danny at all. Why do we care?
Why did they reference somebody that they never tell you who it is? Son. Oh, weird.
But once he gets captured by the pirates, it's great.
Oh, God.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it seems like it would be... I mean, seems interesting enough, but...
Yeah. Now, it was really intense in the last few minutes from what I heard Skypec writing in the Media Junkyard group.
Yeah, it really is. I was really like, oh, but God.
Like, even knowing what happened, it was still intense.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. Like, Tom Hanks does give a really solid performance there. It's like...
Yeah, well, yeah, he's always... Yeah.
I mean, it's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Minus those Dan Brown movies.
Or...
Turn
Hooch.
Or Turn.
Hey, that's awesome. That movie is amazing.
Man with One Red Shoe. Or... Juno versus the Volcano.
Oh, come on.
Although The Burbs was fantastic. I love The Burbs.
If you hear unclearable music, I'm sorry. My sister's just decided that she's going to sit here and stare and sing pop music to me while we're recording.
That's oh, fantastic. Awesome. Give her the microphone.
Let's I want to hear it.
Yeah. You mean they want to talk to you or do not want to talk?
Is it J-pop?
This is a different podcast. It's the Chatterbox this time.
What? You've been cheating on us, Kelly Jo?
No, I have my own podcast.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I thought you meant like you were guesting on, I don't know, some super secret something.
No.
Okay, so you have another movie.
I do. I just watched The Bling Ring.
Okay.
It's about the Beverly Hills burglaries that happened a few years ago. They stole from Hilton, Orlando Bloom, Lindsay Lohan, Rachel Bilson.
Wow.
And they sold the movie a lot on Emma Watson, but she's like a supporting character at best in it, really.
Really? That makes me less interested.
Well, she has like a decent part in it, but it's more about this guy, the guy who ended up ratting them out and his relationship with a girl he considered to be his best friend. And it's just very, it's really sad because it's like... And just because it's like really a more a tale about like how disgustingly like how much money these people have and how disgusting it is, and like how at first Paris Hilton didn't even notice that they stole things from her home.
Because they have so much shit.
Yeah, and it's like. When you go into her house, like, there's pillow, like, there's, her walls are just her, and then she has, like, couches and pillows that are just her face.
Oh. Does she, maybe she has that face amnesia thing. Oh, no. Why the hell other reason would you have that? Maybe she's never heard of mirrors.
Oh, no, there's plenty of those, too. And she has a nightclub room, too.
Oh, wow. I don't even want to know what happens in there. Probably, like, needs a lot of Lysol, I imagine.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And Emma Watson has the best line in the whole movie, where she goes, "Let's go to Paris's. I want to rob."
Nice.
It's just like, she just says it so, like, she's such a typical Valley girl in it. It's hilarious.
It's about time that she admitted that she wants me.
Yeah, there you go.
She wants a Rob. So
she means me.
No, she means Rob.
Yeah.
I know Rob. I know.
Yeah. You should get her face on a t-shirt that says, "I want a Rob."
And be like, huh?
Or you could get it on a pillow. Paris Hilton style.
Oh.
Or maybe
no, not Paris Hilton's face.
And give it to her and be like, "This is the Rob you want."
Yep. "I'm right here. What are you waiting for?" Who's all excited about Star Wars that they typed it in capital letters?
Yeah, me. Did you hear the news today?
I read something.
Writing changes.
Ah. So, Michael Arndt, who was the supposed to be writing Star Wars Episode 7, he was behind Toy Story 3 and Little Miss Sunshine.
Yep.
Good writer, fine writer, good movies, but I always thought it was kind of like an odd choice for Star Wars. Yeah. But so he is now out. He exited and is not writing Star Wars. I'm kind of curious what happened. Like, I wonder if he did a crappy script or what, but who knows.
Just turned in some test pages and they were like,
yeah.
Not the direction we were going.
But I am very, very happy with how they dealt with it. So now the episode 7 will be written by JJ and by Lawrence Kasdan, who he co-wrote a little movie called Empire Strikes Back. And Return of the Jedi.
Never heard of it.
So, I mean, I feel like it's a really good combo because you're going to have that old school Star Wars writing and feel, and you have JJ there to keep it fresh, you know?
Yeah.
Add a little bit of freshness to it. So, I mean, I couldn't think of a better duo to write Star Wars. And that's how, you know, the original trilogy was written. There's two writers mm-hmm. on them. So awesome. So happy. I have super high hopes for episode 7. I think it's going to be fantastic. I cannot wait.
Right on. So it's nice really to hear good news about the things we like sometimes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Not to be a Debbie Downer, but have we seen anything else that he's written in the past 30 years? Yeah,
it's been a long time.
It's been a while.
He's been saving
it's
up been his ideas.
And
for
honestly,
this.
Return of the Jedi wasn't exactly, you know, fantastic. Took a lot of the story from the first one and redid it again.
That's fine. I don't care. And then, he also did
Raiders also. It's the koala bears in there.
Yeah. He wrote The Bodyguard, Dreamcatcher.
My Bodyguard or The Bodyguard?
The Bodyguard.
Oh, God. My Bodyguard was good.
It had Whitney Houston in it. Of course it was.
And Raiders was excellent. But that was a long fucking time ago.
Yeah.
The latest thing he wrote was Darling Companion.
Oh, God.
Starring Diane Keaton and Kevin Kline.
Oh.
And
Diane. Oh. A Kevin Kline movie? Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
It's about a dog that Kevin Kline lost.
His forte is in...
Well, hopefully he's there to bring it that old feel.
Yeah, I think with him and JJ, I think that it is going to be awesome.
My only concern is with JJ, it'll just be a JJ movie and it won't be a Star Wars movie.
No, it's going to be... I don't have that concern because he is such a huge... So if he can do what he did with Star Trek and he wasn't even a Star Trek fan.
Yeah.
But he did some amazing things with it. So imagine what he's going to do with something that he didn't even want to take this job at first because he loves Star Wars so much. You know, so I think he's going to treat it with the utmost respect and try to make it, you know, as Star Wars as possible.
That would be good.
I think that's what we're going to get. So
because I like the Star Treks.
Yeah.
But they're like candy and they disappear from the memory in like 5 seconds after you watch them. There's nothing about
them. So you want something that's going to stick with you.
Yeah. That's what the originals
did. You know, but is it going to be different like at being, you know, an adult rather than seeing something like this as like a younger person?
Yeah, but I would say the Lord of the Rings trilogy sticks with you.
Yeah, I suppose. I wonder if you saw Star Wars for the first time now, you know, if it would make the same effect on you as it did.
Yeah, that's a, you know? It's a good question.
Yeah.
Obviously, things are more impressionable when you see them when you're younger.
Yeah, definitely. So, I almost think that it's kind of impossible. If like, having seen the original Star Wars as a kid, is it even possible to make anything close to that again seeing it later in life? Is it even possible to like something as much?
Yeah, it would be tough.
Yeah.
I think it is. I mean, I still see stuff that impacts me and I dig around about it and I want to know about it. You know, I still do.
Yeah, but when it's a pre-existing thing that you already, something that you love.
Yeah.
Or, you know. I don't know. We'll see. I think they're going to do a good job, though. I really do.
Hopefully. There'll be a lot of angry people if they don't.
Yeah. Well, this is going to... You know what? I'm going to say right now, there's going to be a... No matter what, the movie is going to have a very vocal reaction, group of people who are going to rip it apart. No matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
Calling it now.
To me, as long as they...
One guy in particular who will hate it.
Who?
You guys don't know him. He's a coworker of mine.
Well, there are people that are predestined to hate it. There are people that will not even give it a chance. So,
to me, I'll just be happy if they go more live action and stop making cartoons.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Stop making big screen cartoons.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. I guess fandom is one of the hardest. We've been hearing a lot more about this too, how tough fans are.
Like
that conversation that we were having, Mike, about fans chasing Joss off of Twitter. It didn't last long because he's a megalomaniac. However, I mean, I don't know that about him. I don't think he really is, but because I do love him so. However,
well, let me just say this. If you're going to do a whole panel by yourself with nobody else up there, you have an ego. Okay, so let's not pretend like he has no ego. That is not a slight to anything he's ever done, but to be able to walk up on the stage and take questions from people calling you a god, you have to have an ego.
Mm. What, you mean Kevin Smith? Kevin Smith does it. He doesn't have an ego.
Not at all.
He doesn't have multiple stores where they have his name up in lights.
Wow. Okay, well, that brings us to the next thing I was going to talk about. If you were done talking about movies. Are we done with movies?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Sweet. Speaking of, well, I don't think he's a megalomaniac, actually. I was listening to I've just discovered, well, not just discovered, but started listening to Harmontown.
I love Harmontown.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. Did you listen to the most recent one?
I haven't listened in a while, but I really like it. I actually went to Harmontown live when they did a huge tour over the winter.
Oh, fun.
And I got to meet him. He's really nice.
Well, this is the thing, because I was listening. This is the first time I've really ever heard him communicate too much. Like, I follow him on Twitter and stuff, but he brought one of the girls up that was, I guess, Communicon.
Yeah.
At which it was the community convention that they held. And this one girl had been, her name is Lisa, had been really instrumental in getting season 5 on the air. Like, she'd worked tirelessly through social media to, you know, badger them into giving another season. And as she had said to him on Twitter, or she had said, Dan Harmon should stop talking.
Oh.
And he pulled her up on stage and got her involved in the podcast. She was so defensive, like, understandably, because, like she said, you knew this was going to happen and I didn't. So I feel kind of attacked here, and I feel like you're making, you know, you're making me into an example. But at the end, he was so gracious. Like, he gave her an opportunity to speak. I felt she was kind of rude, but he's such an enigma, Dan Harmon.
He just doesn't know what I think she probably meant by that was Dan Harmon needs to think before he speaks.
Right, and which is how she maybe should have worded it. Right. But I just find him such an interesting, just listening to the show today. First of all, they do a Dungeons and Dragons, which is really, they play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, that part's great.
Which is really funny. I mean, I've never actually listened to people play Dungeons and Dragons before. Yeah, they play it. I take it it's an ongoing game that they've been playing for a while. But this was a very interesting. If you've never listened to Harmontown, I don't know if this is a great one to jump into or not. Kelly, you could Joe, you could probably say better than I could, because I don't listen to it normally. But it's a very interesting podcast. I would check it out.
Yeah, it's really great. One thing, I can't remember what else. Oh yeah, relating to that, Dan Harmon, he's actually a really great guy. If you look at his Tumblr, like, people send him questions and he always gives, like, the nicest advice to people. He's like, yeah, your mom might suck, but you know what? She's probably just really scared and doesn't know how to express it. And, like, just, like, gives, like, really solid advice. And he's like, I'm the worst person for you to be asking advice from, but here's what I can give you.
Well, that's what he was saying about how these young girls that follow him on Twitter, because they follow Joel McHale, and so one thing leads to another, and he's like, these girls are 15, they should not be following me. I am not a nice person. Like he says, I am a horrible person. I can't. It's difficult to get along with me. I have never been on a job that I have not been fired from.
Wow.
Because he says people's way of reacting to the way I am as a person is to fire me. So he's a very, very interesting guy. Check it out. Very interesting, Dan Harmon. There you go. That's my podcast suggestion of the day. Oh, I have another one. Five. If you're a fan of Las Vegas, which I am, I love Las Vegas, check out 500 by Midnight. Michael, I know you listen to this. I think I've talked about this before, but they just had their Vegas Internet Mafia family picnic, and so they did their show live, and there's also the Vegas Gang podcast, which you should also check out if you love Las Vegas. And the two of them in conjunction have this big convention in Las Vegas. They had it last weekend, and the podcasts are out now. So check them out. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, they've been around. God, I've been listening to that for like 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Still fun, though.
Yeah, very good show.
Is that still one of the podcasts you listen to almost as soon as it comes out, or does it sit?
There are very few I listen to right when. It depends on what I have going on during the week. Is
right.
Pretty. I go through cycles. Right now I'm listening to a lot of soccer podcasts.
Soccer podcasts.
Premier League and actually some baseball podcasts, too.
I sincerely didn't know that was a thing that existed.
No, what? Me neither.
Soccer podcasts.
Sure.
I mean, I would assume, because like there's a podcast on everything.
Well, It is kind of big everywhere.
Yeah.
I go through cycles on what I listen to first, you know. I cycle through stuff. It depends on what I'm doing during the week, of course, and how much time I have.
Right.
But shorter ones definitely go higher on the list. Because I can pop them off the radar quicker.
Hey, this Ramjack is only 1 hour and 53 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I tend to listen to the 20-minute to half-hour ones first.
So you'd let us sit, is what you're saying.
I listen to us in triple speed just to make sure there's no complete disasters.
I do believe someone else was listening to us on triple speed last week.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I couldn't even, like... I couldn't even deal with that.
I just throw it on in the background just to hear if anything like really got screwed up audio wise.
Right.
If I have time. But other than that.
You mean like you forget to record it or something?
Yeah, like something like that. Yeah, like there's like 20 minutes of dead air or.
Thank God I'm here. I mean, really.
Or actually, at triple speed, there's like 7 minutes of dead air. And
I don't think that's happened yet, luckily.
No. Thank God. So. I kind of just throw it in as like a double check. Make sure a discount double check.
Okay. I don't know if we should talk about what podcasts are kind of under tech, right? I mean, I'm kind of hijacked your section here, Rob, real quick. Welcome to Night Vale. Anybody?
I've heard of it. I have not listened to it yet, but I have heard of it. I heard a lot about it, actually.
Okay, it's then.
All over Tumblr.
Okay.
Tried getting into it. I'm just having a little bit of difficulty. Yeah.
They're just like a small little independent thing, and they became like the number one podcast.
Yeah.
Awesome. Like surpassing all the companies and everything else. And the 532,412 comedians that have podcasts.
Is that official?
Yes. I think that's the actual count right now.
Nice. So our good friend Matt actually brought this to my attention because I'd never heard of it before. He says, I've been catching up on Welcome to Night Vale. If you haven't heard of it, it's basically a fictional newscast of a small desert town filled with bizarre events. Some say it's like NPR meets Stephen King / Twin Peaks. Surreal, darkly funny, and best of all, short and sweet. Oh, there you go. Like most it. Episodes clock in around 25 minutes. It also surpasses This American Life on the iTunes podcast charts, which is saying something. If you want some Halloween listening, give this one a shot. And Ina said, Welcome to Night Vale is great. I've been watching season two of she's been watching season two of The Bridge, which is some, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, so yeah, check that one out.
Rob, you might be interested. The girl who played Astrid on Fringe, she voices Dana, the intern, on it.
What? That's awesome.
You know Rob's going to listen to it now.
I'm not going to check it out.
Yet he's never seemed to want a guest on my show.
You never asked me.
You're always welcome, Rob.
Oh.
We record Sunday mornings usually.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why.
Yeah, that's exactly why no one wants to.
You know what
to
I do on Sunday mornings?
Go to church.
No. Right. Sleep.
Rock out all night and then sleep all afternoon.
It's more because we have a co-host that lives in Australia.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
So it's either do it at an ungodly hour at night.
Or an ungodly hour in the morning.
Yeah, and I'd rather get up and early just in case I have to work that day.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's tough handling time zones that are that far apart.
Yeah, but she's in Kentucky for the next few months, so hooray!
Oh, Simone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
She's saying she might try and find ways to stay in America, so that's going to be fun.
That should be interesting at least.
I'm looking for ways to leave. Jeez.
Trying to find ways.
Find a way to stay in America.
Hey, handsome, what you doing?
Oh. Well, she has a man here. That's who she's staying with.
I'm trying to find an escape route. Can I go to Australia?
Do they trade citizens one for one?
Well, I'm trying to convince Renee to see if her company has any openings in the UK.
Why are you trying to leave America?
What's that?
I said, don't go to Australia. They're just as bad as we are right now.
It's hot there too. So
yeah,
I don't like the heat. See, I like the UK.
Hot. There's kangaroos.
I want to go somewhere where it's cool and rainy.
Ingos might try to eat Connor.
Well, yeah. You could move to Vancouver then, couldn't you?
I could. That's true. But then I have to worry about the pot dealers.
We have health care and gay marriage is legal.
That's that. We have that here in New Jersey.
Yeah, you had that as of a few days ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And actually, can we stop calling it gay marriage? It should just be marriage. Equality.
Just marriage. Well, anyone can marry.
Marriage.
Yes.
Marriage.
Any human can marry another human.
Yeah.
I'll say it that way.
Well, within.
That's the age another issue.
Within the age of consent.
Well, okay. Yeah. All right. Jeez, so much red tape.
Come on,
so many damned rules.
We have to specify that for the people.
Me and my
in Utah.
Horse bride are really offended, guys.
Yeah. Some woman married the Eiffel Tower.
Oh,
that was the one.
Yeah. Does it have to support her if she?
That must be awkward.
Who do you send your custody arrangements to? And, ow! No, that's wrong. Sorry. Just trying to think how she'd possibly have gotten pregnant by the Eiffel Tower, and I don't want to think about that.
Oh,
ouch!
Thanks, honey.
Well,
Dave just brought me wine, so.
What a guy.
Thank you.
Make sure you hold on to that one.
Yeah. I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon. I've got him on lockdown.
At least real tight, huh?
Yep. Nah, not like that. It's my amazing personality that keeps him coming back.
Well, that's the leash. Yeah.
No, it's the electric zap collar. Comes. Okay. Sorry. Rob, you wanted to get your Apple stuff?
Oh, Apple. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Apple.
You're going to bob for Apple stuff.
So Apple, yeah.
Maybe my Apple poll could help.
I like where this is going. So Apple did a bunch of stuff recently, a couple of days ago, and so there's a new iPad and iPad mini. iPad is now called iPad Air.
It's what, thinner?
It's thinner and lighter and faster.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I mean...
Just upgrading what was there.
It's Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like super. I mean, iPad's a great. I have an iPad 2, which they're still selling, by the way, as like the cheaper. If you
$100. The one that came out last Christmas. I don't know what that is.
It's
that
like three? Why? I don't know why they're selling like so. The 3 and the 4 are just like gone, and like.
So how do I know what mine is? I got it for Christmas last year. How do I know?
That was the one that was just called the iPad.
Is it the new or is it the new iPad?
It's just the new iPad, I think. The new iPad.
If it was the new iPad, that was last year.
I think that's what
I had. The iPad Air is now the new one, but it's not called new.
Yeah.
So how am I supposed to buy accessories for mine if it's just the iPad? How will I know what will fit?
I don't know.
So yeah, cool. That is confusing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
screw
confusing.
You, Apple.
Like they should they shouldn't have put the numbers after them. It should have just been the iPad, and they sell whatever ones are current.
Well, I mean, I think that the numbers were fine as long as they kept going with the numbers, but then they didn't after iPad 2. They didn't really call it the 3 and the 4.
Yeah,
and
no.
You know,
Well, but
now,
I mean,
I've been saying this about everything in life. Consistency is important.
Yeah,
I think so.
If they were going to drop it, they should have just dropped it and then went with, you know, say, hey.
Or just call it like the, you know, whatever generation.
Yeah, just like they do with the, you know, whatever, the MacBooks.
The iPods back in the day.
Same thing, like, yeah. First generation.
Yeah, so this is technically the fifth generation iPad.
Yes.
And then the mini is updated too now. So now it's like the iPad mini with Retina display is the... Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's...
an iPad mini without Retina display.
Right, that's the... Yes, you can get the first iPad mini as well, still. So lots of iPads, and each one is in black or white and Wi-Fi or cellular.
Yeah, the 4G.
Why would you get an iPad without different Wi-Fi?
No, they all have
Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay. The only option. Oh, you can get a package
and
for
Wi-Fi
it,
and cellular.
Yeah.
Thing, and in 16 through 128 gigabyte configurations, mm-hmm. Wow. So lots of iPads. So
don't buy a 16; you'll fill it up too quick, and then you'll be unhappy.
Yeah, 16's a little light, but
I think 32 is fine.
32 is fine because you know what? So much stuff is on the cloud now.
Exactly.
Really
yeah.
Need,
yeah. Exactly.
Okay, then I'm doing it wrong because I keep downloading my movies to my iPad.
Why? What? It's not 1984 anymore. My God.
No, they're in my cloud, and if I want to watch them, it makes me download them. It's not my fault.
I'm at my grandmother's. I want to have movies that are downloaded onto my laptop because I'm not going to be able to get Wi-Fi there.
I have three movies on there so I can
watch them on planes. But it seems to make me always download my movies regardless.
Yeah,
it doesn't let me just watch
32 gig, you can fit a few movies on there and not have
movies
an issue.
Should be like less than a gig at most. Yeah.
So you can if you want to keep a few on there to watch or whatever, that's one thing. But like,
shouldn't I be able to watch them streaming from my iCloud? Isn't that the whole damn point?
No,
not from iCloud. No, no.
That's stupid.
I could do it off my MacBook.
From Dropbox, you can.
Yeah, but they're in iTunes. In the cloud. Give me my movies, damn it!
Let Michaela stream off of her cloud. Let her
stream my cloud.
And that is
why I want to download it. I want to
stream from her cloud.
That's why you should use Amazon and not iTunes.
So,
I don't think that's available here. Well, we don't have that kind of thing.
I'm just saying, because you could just watch it. If you bought it through Amazon, you could stream it through the Amazon player.
Oh, that's cool. You know what? The one thing I wish Apple would do is have more web services.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the thing I love about Google is that everything is like streaming and web based. So, I mean, like, get rid of iTunes is just really not necessary. iTunes should be a web app.
Yeah, I don't even know the last time I used it, honestly.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like ops. It's not necessary.
I use it every day for one reason and one reason only. I use my iPod because I listen to podcasts all day long while I'm at work. And if I did that on my phone, it would just run my battery down.
Can't you? What kind of? Well, I guess it's an older iPod because I mean now you could just get them straight to the.
I have a Nano.
Oh, okay.
I have a brand new Nano.
Oh, well, it would still be nice if they had like. I'm sure they could do a web app that. Can still interface with hardware, but alas, I know. I don't know.
I think I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah. Yep.
You're doing it wrong.
You could just plug your phone in while you're listening to it.
I don't want to do that.
Or
because you get bad juju at work if you have your phone in your hand too often.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, like, it's true. At everybody's job, it's the same thing. They do not want to see you with your phone in your hand. So
that's why you hide it behind the counter and say, "What ticket would you like, sir?"
I almost got busted with it in my hand in the car. Actually, I did get busted. He was just very nice and told me to just put that away. It's a $170 fine, he said to me. And I said, "Thank you, officer." And then I was stopped at a red light and I was like, "I need to get out of here. I need to get out of here. Hurry, go. I was literally on my phone looking up calories for my lunch. Jeez. Wouldn't have been worth $170. And my window was open, and I heard, I looked up, and the cop had stopped right beside me in an unmarked car. And he went, put that away. Ah, yes, sir. Whoa. Yes, sir. Oh, shit. I just about peed my pants. I was like, please don't give me a $170 fine.
Wow.
I don't deal well with authority. Wow. Sorry.
Cool. So iPads are awesome. They're cool. Whatever. I'm still rocking my 2. I like my 2. It's cool. Still doing well for me. I like that. Like they're still selling it because then that makes me feel like they're gonna support it for a while still. Yeah. So that's cool. There's also new update of the MacBook Airs and the MacBook Pros, which I've been looking at because my MacBook's like 5 years old now. It's starting to get a little chuggy. So, but damn, those things are expensive.
Yeah.
They really are. Like,
yeah, they are.
The 15-inch, it starts at $2,000. And
is that what
like
they start at now?
Jeez. Yeah, because they totally used to be less than that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because now, okay, so basically they updated the Retina ones. And they don't sell without the Retina. They only sell one without Retina. It's just a 13-inch MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
That's the only one they sell non-Retina. And they didn't even update it. So the new ones are Retina only. Mm. Yeah, so ugh, so expensive. MacBook Air still is just they're good. They're like bumped up specs, same normal thing. The Mac Pro's out, that like space cylinder looking thing.
Yeah, that's like what, $3,000 to start?
That starts at $3,000, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's a bit much. It's a bit much. But I would say, like, I haven't really seen many computers that with the same build quality as MacBooks. So
no, definitely not.
They're definitely like the best built laptops.
Yeah, I mean, I have no issues with mine. I had little wonkiness the other day, but you're talking to computers, what, 3 years old, 3 or 4 years old at this point, and I had one little issue the other day, and that was about it.
Mm. I am hoping, though, so the new OS X Mavericks came out, and supposedly it's supposed to run pretty fast and even run faster. Like it's claimed that older hardware will run faster on Mavericks. So I just installed it, and I have to play with it more, but it seems pretty good so far.
Yeah, I haven't seen any slowdown with it. I haven't noticed anything getting faster, but I haven't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping it kind of. I've got like slowdown previously on mine, like, so I'm hoping that maybe it rejuvenates it a little bit to get me going, maybe for another year or so. But eventually, I'm gonna have to get a new one. But Mavericks the coolest thing is that they came out and offered Mavericks for free.
Yep.
So anyone from Snow Leopard on can get Mavericks. For
oh,
free.
Nice. Then I'll definitely get it.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, free. Yeah.
I was just like, I was even about to ask. I was like, is it worth the $30+ I'm going to have to spend?
It is worth the $0.
Yeah, it is definitely worth it.
Hooray!
My favorite price.
Yeah. Which, I mean, there's not that much new. I mean, if you're coming from Snow Leopard, then shit, there's a lot of new stuff. But coming from Mountain Lion,
yeah, nothing. No, you won't notice anything like aesthetically right away or anything like that.
Yeah, except for the awesome Tidal Wave background that they.
Oh yeah, that's right. Through. That is true.
iBooks is now a program. There's a map app program on there. New calendar, Finder. You can have like tabs on Finder, which is cool. Tagging files looks pretty neat. You can like tag different files, so it makes it easier to find them and find groups
the
of files.
Tabs,
yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of improvements, but it's nothing like, you know,
nothing groundbreaking,
nothing crazy from the previous. So, it's cool. It's improving, but I think very, very cool to offer it free. And from what I've been reading, everyone seems to think that they're going to keep it free going, you know, from now on, which makes sense because if you think about it, like. All the, you know, the phone OS and everything else, all the software, it's all free.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you're paying to update iOS.
And they
never
charged a lot for the upgrades anyway.
No, but they've been,
compared to Microsoft anyway.
Yeah, well, they've all come down. Like it used to be 30, then it was 20, and now it's free. So Microsoft just came out with Windows 8.1, which is a free upgrade. Even Windows 8 and Windows 7 were priced very competitively too. So you know, they're definitely coming down. But man, if all the OS versions are free, yeah. Microsoft's gonna have to step up.
That's a big hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for Apple, it's more the hardware than.
Well, yeah, the thing is that they sell their own hardware.
Yeah.
You know, they're not really a software company. They're a hardware company, yep. But they make the software to support, you know, their hardware.
So they can more easily do that and kind of kick them in the shins while they're at it.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a PC, it's not like you could just get OS X for it.
No.
So it's,
you have to be careful too, because like for me, I have an older phone. My contract's coming up, and I have an iPhone 4. I downloaded the new update, and we talked about the prettiness and the functionality of it and stuff like that. But it has definitely got its quirks now that it didn't have before. It runs a lot more slowly. I'll be in an app, and all of a sudden it'll just slam shut, and then open up to the main screen, and all of the icons will be wiggling, and you're like, "What the hell are you doing?"
Here.
Whatever you like. Like I said the other day, I want to punch my phone in the neck sometimes. It's just acting stupid.
Well, I mean, that's the problem when you come out with new phone hardware every single year and you still try to support as many, you know, many of them as you can.
Right.
But
I would always wait now if I had older hardware to, and I would read what other people have to say about it.
Yeah.
If you're going to do the most software update, like Kelly Jo, you were saying you're going to do it. I would just maybe read around and see what people have said that have the same hardware, if you have older hardware.
I would too. I mean, in the case of
2 years old. So.
Oh, you're good then. Yeah. Like I said, mine's 5 years old and it's running fine. In the case of Mavericks, it's supposed to run faster. So,
So Kelly has newer hardware and older software. And the other way around.
Yes. So, yeah. So I think that's pretty much it from them for now.
Excellent. We have music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's weird, isn't it?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I saw one thing and I was like, oh, I can throw in something too.
Yeah, I picked up the latest Ava Brothers, which I think came out maybe last week.
Sing us a little, would you?
I can do that. No, but I won't. Magpie and the Dandelion. It's, you know, I would say it's in the similar vein of the last two Ava Brother albums, I Am Loving You and I forget what the last one was called off the top of my head. But kind of like a more modern folk sound, I would say. They work with Rick Rubin a lot, so.
Hmm.
I mean, he works with all kinds of people, so you never know what kind of sound you're going to get from him. But I enjoyed it. I don't think it's any kind of departure or anything different from what they've done the past two, but it was good. I've listened to
it. Oh, they look like they could use haircuts.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So that's just my initial right off the bat reaction.
There you go. That's a nice light listening. Nothing crazy.
They're really nice if you're trying to work on something and they're in the background.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's their best album. I actually prefer I Am Loving You.
Okay, so if I was going to listen to one song of theirs to introduce me to them, what should I listen to? Because I'm going to put it in my YouTube, and I'm going to listen to it
in
after
the YouTube show. Machine?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hey, at least it's not my Groove machine.
I would say...
Oh my goodness, Robin's face is right there on my YouTube machine.
Oh, holy shit. Go Robin. With 10,000 Words. I like that. That's my favorite song. But that's not off of this album. That was off the one, two albums ago.
Okay.
That was like their big breakout. 10,000,
like in numbers?
No.
Oh, yeah. 10,000 Words. There we go.
That was the first album they did with Rick Rubin. And it was a departure from their first album, which was more traditional country, I guess you would say. Not like modern radio shit country. You know. Toby Keith and all that kind of nonsense.
So you really enjoy the country music?
Yeah, not truck nut country. Not that kind of stuff.
Okay. I'm going to listen to that after the show.
I thought you were just going to start playing it. I'm like, what?
No!
What, are you queuing it up for later?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I'm interested enough that I want to hear it.
Sweet.
I like that kind of music.
You set it up and then press pause.
That's right. I like music a lot, so I'm just going to listen to
it. No, it's very, I enjoy it. Of the new folk type bands like them and Mumford and Sons or whatever you want to call them. I don't know what genre they really are, but I like them, both groups.
Are they a rock folk? Would you call them rock
folk?
Yeah,
I would guess so. Maybe. Yeah. Light, yeah.
See, I like really peculiar music, too. Like, I really, really, really love Nico Case. And I've mentioned it before on the show. She has a very particular kind of music. And you either like her music or you don't. And I do. So there. So I am always interested in new music. So thank you.
Yeah, it's definitely, I enjoy it. I think you would enjoy it. It's in your up your alley. And it's not like straight up folk or anything like that. It's more of a modern folk, yeah.
And who's this new Paul McCartney guy we're talking about?
Yeah, I think he's this new guy.
I'll put him in my Google machine. Yeah.
You put him in the YouTube machine.
Yeah.
To the YouTube machine.
See, you might, I don't know, you might know that I'm like a huge Beatles fan and Paul McCartney fan. So I was very happy to know that Paul McCartney came out with a new album recently, and it, which is called New. A new album called New.
Good for him still making music and enjoying his life. Good for him.
It's actually really good, and he hasn't come out with an album of original tracks since 2007, so 6 years ago. And it is really, really good. Like, there's definitely hear some Beatles influence in there, and there's some, like, you know, bluesy stuff, blues rock stuff, and some, like, you know, folk stuff and ballad stuff. So it's got a good roundness to it, and it's good stuff.
How's his voice?
Really good. Really good. Yeah. I saw him live earlier this year.
Yeah, I remember.
And like I said, like he's still got it. He's just got a really, really good voice. And
that's so awesome.
Paul, it is really awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely check out the title track, New, if you're going to listen to one, just kind of, it's very poppy and very, definitely very Beatles sounding, which is very, very cool. So I enjoy it. I think he's still got it, and he's making some really good music still. So check it out. I like it.
Did you ever see that movie he did in the 80s? What was it called? Do you remember that? With the glowing suitcase?
What?
Oh, you gotta see that.
Yeah, I do.
Let me put that in the YouTube machine.
Yeah. God, I cannot remember the name of it. Oh, Jesus Christ. It was in, it had to be mid 80s, late 80s, I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Putting it in glowing suitcase.
That's what I found.
Show me Paul McCartney's glowing suitcase for $200, Alex.
All I'm seeing is like concert films and stuff, so it's like hard to.
No, this was like a movie.
They did all kinds of funny movies back then. What was the one that was set in New York with the hippies dressed like clowns and the bus? What the hell was that? Does anyone remember that? Maybe I'm really old. I remember that from being really young, so none of you probably remember that.
I do not remember. What the hell are you talking?
I don't know what's going on.
They were singing, and there was, maybe it was a Jesus thing?
What?
Is that possible? I watched it late at night. I was alone, so I could have had a fever. Maybe. I don't know. I would say late 70s. Somebody out there has to know what this is. Okay, have any of you seen Across the Sky? The Beatles.
Oh, give my regards.
Across the Universe?
Across the Universe? Across the Universe?
Yeah.
It was like that, but it was, you know, set, you know, when things were a little brighter. And yeah. Okay, I have to find out what that is. I'll put it in the group when I figure it out. It'll come to me one time.
Oh, by the way, it was Give My Regards to Broad Street.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
What was it about? What does it say the movie was about?
Oh, God. I saw it when I was a kid. I don't know. It was a shit fest. It was pretty bad. Let's see. Paul McCartney plays himself in another exaggerated day in the life. Included are fictional scenes of the star preparing to film two videos, rehearsing in a loft, playing for the BBC, and even dreaming up a rather horrific nightmare. A loosely developed plot about missing master tapes ties all these events together.
He wrote it too. Paul McCartney wrote the screenplay.
Yeah, I wouldn't brag about that.
Oh, Ringo Starr.
Ringo's
in it.
Yeah,
fantastic.
And Barbara Bach is also in it.
Wow. So I kind of feel like I have to watch this now.
I mean, honestly, I haven't seen it probably when it came out, 85. I probably saw it in 86. So I can't tell you how bad it is, but I remember.
You must rewatch it to remember. Tell us.
It's one. I may have to. I wonder if that's on the Netflix machine.
You could punch it into the Google and it'll tell you.
Punch it into the Google later.
Punch it into the Google machine.
Can you imagine if it was the Facebook? If it actually was called the Facebook.
Well, it used to be the Facebook.
I know. I've seen the movie.
We should have the in front of everything.
Everything. Welcome to the Chatterbox. This is the guest, Kelly, the Kelly Joe.
The Kelly.
So the Rotten.
I'm the Michaela.
The Rotten
Tomato score is 23%.
I knew it had to be bad. The IMDb score, which they're always high, was like 4.3.
Yeah, oof, gosh.
Wow. I wonder if he still drinks. To get away from the pain of those reviews.
Well, I don't think he worries about them at this point.
No, probably not. Too busy rolling around in his money.
I'm sure
that one-legged bitch took his money.
I'm sure they'll be coming out with a 30th anniversary Blu-ray of Give My Regards to Broad Street.
Oh, totally. Remastered. Awesome.
In 3D.
3D. Hopefully.
The music might have been good, though. Maybe that's worthwhile. I don't really remember.
Yeah, I'm sure the music's probably good.
If the music was that good, you probably would have heard the music somewhere. Like,
yeah, but you may have heard the music somewhere else, and they may have completely disconnected it from the movie because the movie was
now
so
you
bad.
Must look up the score. Terrible movie.
I think the album was called Give My Regards to Broad Street also.
See if any of us know any of the songs on it. Probably not.
It was the 80s. Everybody did a lot of shitty stuff. That's just what happened.
The 80s were awesome. Come on now.
Wrong. The 80s were not awesome. Can we stop just pretending because we're nostalgic that things were good?
No, I'm not nostalgic.
They weren't
I was
good.
A child of the late 70s, 80s. I graduated
right around the same
89.
Yeah, we're right around the same time frame. You know, we're 2 years apart, not 100.
Leg warmers were awesome.
Wrong.
And dangly earrings were awesome.
They were not awesome.
And
people wore them.
Awesome.
No, those are definitely not.
People wore that shit. That doesn't make it awesome.
I loved my leg warmers and my rainbow shirt. And my Daniel Hector sweatshirts and my Jordache jeans.
Vinnie Vincent Invasion, not awesome.
Peter Pan boots. I love these things.
Oh,
now you know exactly what I wore to school in grade 8.
80s American Bandstand, not awesome.
Madonna, Starlight, Starbright, come on now.
Yeah, well, she was decent. Starship, not awesome.
No, not awesome.
All right.
Bethlehem City.
No, oh, God.
Oh, my God.
My boyfriend at the time made me leave the gym during a dance when that song came on.
Why? Because he felt
bad
for the band.
He hated it so much.
He felt horrible for a group that had once been good, had become this.
Exactly. Oh, the shame. I can't partake.
Kenny Loggins. Well, he was okay.
Yeah, he was.
Well, I can't say. I just watched Footloose, the original. So that was good. I'm not even
You're
talking about the remake.
In the moment.
I saw the original, so.
Yep.
There were some good things, but this notion that the 80s were this great. No. There was a lot of shitty stuff. A lot of crappy stuff.
I did a lot of drugs in the 80s, too, though, so.
And a lot of stuff that didn't hold up.
That's true. Cyndi Lauper, she held up.
I have to say, Cyndi Lauper is still awesome.
She totally is.
I think she's better now than she was then.
Fleetwood Mac are still on the road. What are you talking about?
I fucking hated Fleetwood Mac then and now. Not a fan. I never understood, like, Stevie Nicks has written some really good songs, but her voice just always, I always hated it.
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks came to my job once, and I was literally asked to go upstairs and make sure her dogs didn't poop or piss on our floors.
Lucky.
Uh-huh.
You know.
They didn't.
a dog is a girl's best friend, so you're taking care of her best friends, honestly.
I know.
Yeah.
It's yeah, true. But like the lady who's in charge of like all the guests that we get, she was just like, I really can't believe she brought her dogs. They're like two tiny Pomeranians.
Little dogs are such a-holes, aren't they? I have one in my house right now who I love very dearly. Yeah, I have Lucy. She's here. She's given me lots of snuggles, so it's good. Anyway, we should talk about television because this is going to be the world's longest show.
Yeah, go ahead. You guys talk about television.
Why? What are you doing?
Where are you going? I haven't seen anything.
You haven't watched anything. Okay, so are you going to be muting your ears? Mute your ears.
Yeah, because I haven't seen the second episode of Horror Story or Walking Dead.
Okay, well, I haven't watched Horror Story yet, and I've got it recording. So why don't we talk about Walking Dead, and you can mute your ears while we do that.
Okay.
Oh, geez, can I tell? Oh, did I leave any spoilers in the group, in the thingy then?
That don't matter. I am not.
I don't think there's any.
I am not a crazy spoiler person like some of you people.
Opinion spoilers, guys. Opinion spoilers.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
You're
need.
You're really gonna love hate this episode. Just saying.
Yeah, the spoilers don't bother me. I don't care.
There's really not anything that bad in
it's
there.
It's not that big a deal.
Live your lives.
They're vague enough.
Yeah, I'm excited to see episode two after episode one, and everybody saying it was better.
Episode two was fantastic.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
It was probably one of the best episodes ever of Walking Dead.
It certainly had some moments, yes.
there were, I think it was the perfect balance of you know, tension and zombie gore and character development. Like, it was just really, like, you had everything there, and it was just really, well put together. So I thought it was really, really phenomenal. And like I said, I enjoyed the first episode because I see where they're going with it, you know, and I love where they're going with it. I think this season is going to be really, really good.
Yeah, I agree. You can see cracks starting to form. You can see, relationships. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, people hooking up.
Yeah, people hooking up. It's going to be a really, really interesting season if they keep doing what they're doing. And like you say, the tension.
Right, okay. So, I mean, are we going to go into spoiler territory now?
Okay, should we do that and not... Yeah, I mean, we don't want to... Sure, yeah. Mike, what do you say?
Maybe he's not. I think he's already not listening.
Okay, good. Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Okay. No. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No. You go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Well, the whole Karen thing, I was really scared because Karen, the actress who plays Karen, is the mom on Teen Wolf, and I was like, they're not killing her off Teen Wolf, are they? And they're like, and then I saw that her burned corpse, and I was like, nope, they're not.
She's good. Yeah, even that.
This.
Like,
I'll accept who that.
Who do you think's feeding the rats, or feeding the rats to the zombies?
It's either that crazy girl, or that shady dude. I know it's very vague.
Yeah, I think the crazy girl. I think you might be right with the crazy.
I think.
Girl.
Oh, and then the burning. I know that, but that guy, what's his name?
Yeah, she couldn't have burned the bodies though, because she couldn't have dragged them outside. No.
But the guy who got in the first one got trapped under the bookshelf, and then this one's kind of hanging around. Like, there's something off about him.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
He's something's going to happen with him. And he's a fairly well-known actor. So I definitely know I've seen him around before. So he's definitely going to – I think he's going to have a bigger part to play.
He was on The Wire.
The Wire. Yeah. Yeah. So – he's not just going to have some disposable part, I feel like.
Well, in this show, everybody is disposable.
Well, right. Yes, that's true. But, I mean, like something that's not significant, rather.
Yeah. So I think the piglets were horrible.
Oh, those poor piglets.
Awesome, though.
I know. But they could have been totally infected. And what's he going to do, right? They had to put them down one way or another.
Yeah.
His dad warned him not to name them.
Yeah, Susan Monk wrote in the group that Rick warned Carl not to name them. Now we know why.
I love that the fact that now, you know, people can get sick, you know, and some sickness or flu-like thing that will kill you.
And then, so fast. It's not like you get sick
over
and you're
a day.
Sick for a while.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It'll kill you in a day.
But who do you think dragged the bodies out there and burned them then? Like, I almost feel like it was Rick. And the reason I feel that way is because they were so, you know, they wanted to show him burning the pigs. They wanted to show him with the jerry can.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, so I wonder if it was that him.
Up on Talking Dead too.
Oh, did they? Oh, okay.
It could be because he was like Farmer Rick for a while, and then by the end of this episode, he gives Carl his gun back. He takes his own gun back, and it seems like he's kind of snapped back into his old self. Back into his crazy self, and maybe now he's like, well, I'm not going to risk it, you know, because he's concerned about the baby, about Judith.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to be concerned about, and he's like, well, you guys went near sick people. You guys are coughing. You're going to get burned.
Yeah.
I could see it being him.
Yeah. Maybe. It'd be interesting. He'd be strong enough to do it, and he'd be, you know, like physically and I don't know if emotionally strong is the right word, but maybe emotionally broken is the right word to do it.
Yeah. Oh.
You got to do what you got to do to save the people.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of what this show is about. It's about, you know, how these people, you know, act in this crazy, crazy world, and the thing and the humanity that they lose. Their humanity is lost, and they're becoming different people. The kids are so desensitized to everything now.
What about Carol? What do you think about that? With the kids?
Teaching kids. I mean, but honestly, like, can you blame her? Really? Like,
but don't you feel like if she knew she was doing the right thing, then she wouldn't be secretive about it?
I guess, but maybe it's just some of the. Well, here's the thing. I talked about this like last week. So like the adults are the ones who still have to grow up,
right?
And change. So I think she's changing, but not everyone else has. So I don't think she will think that everyone will understand.
But I think she's forcing the kids to be crueler than they need to be. For the sake of teaching them to be cruel.
Maybe.
Like, why make that little girl stab her dad in the head to put him out of his misery? Like, there's other options available to her currently. So how about you toughen her up slower?
Yeah.
And then when she's in that situation where it's a necessity rather than a teaching tool.
She's being a little tough. She's being tough. And then when she took her out, and she's like, you're weak. You weak. Pathetic.
Yeah, like that's wrong.
She's being, she's being a little too tough, but
yeah.
But she just
then again, we don't live in a world where there's zombies.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, there's a really gray area of like you can kind of see her point, but maybe she's going too far. But maybe that's the way, and maybe it has to be that way.
Maybe that's why I like going far enough.
Yeah. But yeah. Well, that's true too. But if you have to say to a kid, oh, just don't tell your parents, you know, we got to keep this to ourselves. Well, then don't you inherently know you're doing something you shouldn't be doing?
Yeah, I guess.
And the kids know that too.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. Maybe that's not good because you want it to, if this is what you believe, this is, you should, you know, you shouldn't have to hide it. This is how you're going to do it.
It should be really a community decision on how you're going to raise the children. Because inevitably the kids, you know, it takes a village, and in this case it literally does, to raise those kids. Mm-hmm. So maybe the whole, you know, they have a town council. Why are these decisions not being made by the town council? Maybe I just live in a world where I don't have to worry about those things, so it's easy for me to sit on my high horse and say that. So, right?
Yeah. So I'm a really good, really, really good episode, and can't wait to see more.
I know.
I had an awful joke I made to my stepbrother when we were watching the episode. When the father asks Carol to take care of the kids, I said to him, why would he ask that? Clearly she's not good at taking care of kids in this apocalypse. Does he not know what happened to her child?
Nice. Already proven.
She's proven to be an unfit parent for the apocalypse.
Well, and before that, I mean, she didn't really exactly have her child in the best situation before that either.
Yeah.
I mean, she came from an abusive relationship where her husband knocked her around, which I'm not laying any blame on the victim. But, you know, sometimes you have to take action for the protection of your child. Then again, I also don't live in an abusive relationship, so who the hell am I to talk? See, two things I don't have to deal with that Carol does. Abusive husband, zombie apocalypse. I'm just saying.
Yes. Yes.
And you know my husband brought me wine, so there. Wine is my great excuse. Anyway, I'm glad that it's back, and I'm glad that it came back so close after Breaking Bad ended. So it didn't look so bad, you know?
Like, yeah, you got something else to...
Yeah. Fill the void.
Yeah.
All right. What's Michael, are you there? Michael, can you hear me? No?
No, he can't.
Maybe we'll have to send him a message on the Skype-y thing.
Oh, I hear you.
What?
Have you been listening the whole time?
No, I just turned it up a second ago. Okay. I had to turn my headphones down because I could hear everything you were saying. I was just watching the voices on the thing. I was like, when there's a lull, I'll turn it up and I'll hear what they say.
All right. That worked.
All right. So, Marvel, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Rob.
Yeah. I just watched it last night, actually. It sucks because I can't watch it on Tuesdays because I have band rehearsal on Tuesdays. So, and then I get back pretty late. So it's like I can't – I just can never do it. But you know what? It's a cheesy show, you know, but that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. They introduced another super, super minor Marvel character. But I like that. I think it's cool that they can do that. So, I mean, you know, I found it enjoyable. I mean, there was some little bit of sexy time. Skye has been proving to show off some assets during the show. you know what? I mean, if this was, I thought of a funny sketch or something, like show like how it would look in real life, because in real life hackers do not look like that. I will tell you that right now. So they should do a hacker sex scene, like a real realistic hacker sex scene.
I think that'd be pretty awkward, funny. Awkward, and you're just like, oh god, yeah. Why did we just
want to watch Star Wars?
I mean, it could be funny, but I mean, it's Marvel. It's that quirky, fun, cheesy universe, and
that was the foreplay, Rob.
Oh,
when I asked you if you wanted to watch Star Wars,
foreplay. Oh, okay. I can't wait for the rest.
Hacker foreplay. Sorry.
what did you, Mikaela?
Well, apparently, I'm not at all funny today. I apologize for that.
Oh,
that made me laugh.
Louise, you're a tough crowd. I thought it was cute and sexy. I thought there was some sexy, funny, cute stuff. She has a great body. I like that. Right.
Yeah, she does.
I did. But the boy, even though he was so smart, seemed so dumb. He seemed kind of dopey, and I was like, why is this guy so stupid? Why is he such a dopey genius? It doesn't make sense. If he taught her everything she knows, how can he be so slow? Anyway, he was kind of cute, and it's a cute show. I'm going to keep watching it because I like it.
It's fun. Yeah, if you like that Marvel universe, it's the same. It's that's what it is. It's what you get, you know?
Yeah.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
How long is it going to survive? 2 years, maybe?
I think it's going to... Well, I guess it kind of depends on what they do for... Okay, here's what I think they kind of should do. I've said this before, but when Thor comes out, they have to mention it.
Yeah.
It has to be... It's not going to be a major part of it, of course, but it's got to be a part. They got to tie it in.
Tom Hiddleston to come. Then I'll watch.
That'd be cool. That'd be maybe finale or something. But also they got the full season order. So there's gonna be 22 episodes of this thing. That I'm not crazy about that.
Yeah, because
you might get to see a lot of minor characters.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I guess the way they're going, every episode is kind of self-contained, its own story. So I guess that works. If it was one complete narrative, 22 episodes is just too much for a whole season. Just too many episodes.
They're down to what, 7 million a week now?
I don't know. What are the numbers like? Did they come down?
I
mean, that always happens.
Yeah, I think they're down to like 7 million right now. But what number do they need to be at with the cost of the show?
Yeah. But the thing is, I bet that after a Marvel movie, if they promote it right, you'll see a jump
in
the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, if the show does well, I think it would be really great to maybe bring a character from the show into one of the movies as like a minor character.
Yeah, take him up to the big leagues.
But are any, not that they're like incredible acting in the movies, but are any of those people good enough to be on the big screen?
I think
Coulson, who was.
I think they could. Like, I think like if they threw Sky in as like a super minor part, that'd be really cool. Or like Fitzsimmons in there as like the quirky scientist, you know, duo.
They are so cute, those two.
I like them. I like them a lot. Yeah.
I like them a lot too. Yeah, definitely.
I think that's what they need to do. I think they need to really keep them closely tied together, and it will interest people. If people are into the movies, they can like scoop up some of that movie crowd
to
the show. So I'm curious, really curious to see if there's a bump after Thor. If it gets people back into like, oh, Marvel, and like, there's a Marvel TV show. That's right.
When's Thor actually come out?
November
9th. Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, 8th, sorry, the Friday, the 8th. So soon.
Yeah, because they have a 2-week break coming up and then they're back, right?
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's taking a 2-week break for like whatever. I think like baseball.
So is there one next week?
I think it's a two-week break now. I thought I read there was a 2-week break for the show. Just the general, you know, mid-fall break and then, you know, into the sweeps.
Yeah, basically the next episode's after Thor? Is that how it's working?
Possibly,
out?
Yeah. I guess that would line up to be
after. I really want to see them
tie that in.
Have some kind of small tie to the events that happen in Thor. I know a lot of Thor happens off of Earth, but
yeah.
You see in the trailer this is some shit that happens on Earth too. Maybe not a lot, but it's something that S.H.I.E.L.D. is gonna be involved with. So
right.
You know,
if they tie it in, that'll be really cool.
Yeah, at least make a mention of it. You know, something.
Well, they have done in the past, so if they stick to
They have to. I think they have to. And then they have next year they have Winter Soldier and then Guardians, which, you know, it's stuff that's I think they need to keep it closely tied together, and I think that they know that, and I think they're going to do that, but I just hope they do.
Right.
So, but
okay. I haven't seen Sleepy Hollow this week.
Well, Sleepy Hollow has been on. They went on a break.
Yeah, they're actually on Fox, so baseball, so they've been off for a while, right?
Yeah, so we can probably skip that because I'm very, very surprised with how good it actually is. And that's been doing well too. Yes, you do, because I believe the next episode is when Mr. John Noble comes on the show.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Defoe. So. American Horror Story, I'm recording. So from the Coven, I'm from the beginning. The Coven. Look at everything's got a the. The American Horror Story, The Coven.
Coven. Yes.
So just without spoiling anything, the third episode was very good. Very, very good. Some disturbing stuff.
Shocker.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Weird stuff. Oh, yeah.
Would I be able to? Because I feel like I would like this season. I haven't watched an episode of American Horror Story at all. Could I watch it?
One of the great things about the show is that every season completely separate. They have actually a bunch of the same actors actually, but they're completely different characters.
I know.
So I didn't watch. Yeah. I didn't watch the second season at all, and there's no they're completely separate. So
yeah, no time.
If you're into like totally, they're only on episode 3. Like you can start watching the third season, and you know it was the first episode of the third season was completely new to everyone, no matter what you saw. So yeah, I would definitely check it out. There's one thing that happened. It is so gross.
Oh boy.
That yeah. So anyway, the season's shaping up to be really quite good. So I enjoyed it and hope you guys enjoy it. I guess we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I'll be caught up. It's hard to watch with that. It's hard finding time to watch that in Walking Dead with a 5
Yeah.
No. Like you say, your TV is being dominated.
Connor, this is what it is.
Yeah.
This
I mean, even I'm not like super tight about what I watch, but there's, you know.
You know what? American Horror Story is probably for a it is on cable, so.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But it's very I think it pushes what it pushes. I think it pushes the envelope. Yeah, it really does. What they
Yep. Oh, they definitely push the envelopes of everything. Taste,
sure. Yeah. And I mean, I was shocked at one thing that they did at the end of the episode, because I didn't see that coming. Although with shows like this, you never know.
Oh, God.
Like things that seem final might not be final. And
that's very true. Yeah. Because of the nature of the show, anything could really happen.
That's true. Yeah. 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 Plus, we already know there's a character who can. You know, we all saw the second episode, right?
I have not yet.
Oh, okay. I'm like, all right. I'll just let's leave it at that. But
I will get caught up for next time. It's just that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's watch it. I mean, talk about it next time.
That sounds good.
Let's just watch it, guys.
Let's just watch it right this second.
Right. Speaking of,
could you imagine a podcast?
And here it is.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, imagine a podcast where you just watch the show and you're just like, oh hey, that was cool.
That was it,
watching the show and just kind of making comments on it. But no one can see the show. I guess they could watch along.
Yeah, Potential Cast does that.
Yeah, Potential Cast does
that. They do commentaries.
Commentary.
Yeah, but like on new shows.
Yeah. Yeah, well, for them it's new. For the people who've never seen it. Do.
Yes, I mean current.
It's the reaction.
Don't you remember the NBC ad campaign? It's new to you.
Oh, okay.
When everybody used to run reruns back in the day. Remember that?
Right. If you haven't seen it,
it's new to you.
Hey. Oh, it's new to me then. Hooray.
God, remember when the summer was just all reruns except for 90210, which would run new episodes?
Yes.
The summer used to be
hit after dark.
The summer is actually better than the fall now.
Yeah,
sometimes it is. Yeah, the past few, sure.
Well, because you have less, there is a lot less, but it's better.
Yeah,
we had it's under the dome.
Oh, that show, Jesus Christ!
See, I was going a little higher up there up the scale there than.
Well, I will say that Under the Dome was probably better than The Following.
Really?
I never got that far.
I thought The Following was pretty decent.
I don't know. I fell off a few episodes in.
It had a good finale.
Yeah, see, I didn't get that far, so I can't really judge them completely against each other. But one was good. It was campy, so you could, you go, okay, this is just silly.
Yeah, having not seen it, I cannot judge it.
Yeah, Under the Dome. I don't know. I don't know what they could do next year. That's just a whole other story.
They're still under the dome.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like when you have a premise like that.
It's got to be a one season thing. You can't just keep making.
Can you
shit
really
up.
Have like five? Like, can you see like 5-6 seasons of them being under a dome
it
whole
really,
time?
Yeah,
because if they're not, under the dome, the show's
not the same show anymore. Yeah. That's like Prison Break when they got out.
Yourself. After the dome.
Well, that's what happened with Prison Break.
After the dome?
After the dome. Like after MASH.
After the dome.
Or after birth.
Yeah. But if they say it like that, it seems like it's curved like a dome. So after the dome. That's how they have
to say it. They're limiting themselves. They should have called it something more vague. So like they could have done something else.
Or just.
Okay, Rob, Prison Break.
Well, all right.
That's all I'm saying.
But Prison Break was good the first season. That was a good show.
How can you base 16 episodes of something
It was like 20-something.
Okay, a 22-episode show, first season, right? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'll
be honest. Even the second season was good because it was them on the run.
Exactly. But
then the third season
then
came.
Then they're not in prison. It's not prison break anymore.
Oh, no. Then they got back in prison, the third one, in Mexico or some shit.
I'm sorry, but no.
It was like good, fucking horrendous. Yes. That was like the arc of that show.
Mm-hmm. That's always so sad.
Yeah, because it was really good. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, you're going to do this. Okay, I'm sorry. This is really terrible. I'm not going to watch anymore. Goodbye.
Yeah. Ugh.
I think it went on another season after that. Oh, God.
I think you're right. One where they chased the guy around who was chasing them around.
I don't even know what happened. Yeah, all kinds of crazy shit happened on that. What? Oh, my God.
If you know, don't write in. We
don't tell me.
Nobody cares, really. It was prison break.
My point being that who the hell would have thought 4 seasons from two, like from one episode, like from that should be a 90-minute movie.
Yeah, prison break. Yeah, pretty much. Or a mini series or something like that. Yeah. Speaking of terrible television, at midnight.
Oh, poor.
Who?
Holy shit.
Oh,
what did you say? I didn't hear you. You broke up.
At midnight.
At midnight.
Oh,
Your boyfriend's show.
Oh, right.
It's on Comedy Central. Saying,
I haven't seen it.
All right. To be fair, I only saw the one episode that was on the other day, and I watched about 10 minutes of it, and it was maybe the least funny thing I've seen in a while. I'm not going to say ever or, you know, but in a while. But apparently I saw a bad episode, maybe? Possibly?
Maybe. Well, to be fair, you know, I usually like the comedians that they have on there. Like, I like their other stuff, so you will laugh a little bit more, because I'm like, oh, well, I know that you guys are actually funny, so I'll laugh at this.
That's what I felt like he was doing?
Yeah, well, I think he's also friends with the majority of the people he gets.
Well, I mean, yeah, so that makes sense. And you got to sell it. You know what? He's got to sell it. I got to give him that.
Well,
but
he wants to make this a regular job.
Yeah.
Because he's only got a month of this.
It's not like a high-cost show or anything. You know, it's just
pretty simple
commenting.
Is it anything like the BBC show that he did?
No, it's just people commenting on social media stuff in like kind of a game show format. Not in the fun. Yeah, it wasn't. I don't know. It wasn't really. Like I was like, yeah, this might be pretty funny. Let me check it out. And then I was like, maybe I just checked out the wrong one. So I will give it a second chance and check a different episode out.
I mean, I could be just trying. I liked it.
You could just be a fangirl who's riding Chris Hardwick's
jock.
I could
be. It's very possible.
We may have one of those already in our midst.
I actually haven't listened to Ernest in ages, to be honest with you. I just think that it's important. You know, he has done a lot for the nerd cause. That's all. You know, he's gotten a lot of stuff on TV that wouldn't have been on TV. He's really been a big push. And I think him getting involved the way he did in Doctor Who probably was a big push to get them out here to San Diego Comic Con and that kind of thing. And so, you know.
I don't think
that. Course of the Force, no, all of that stuff.
They've been going there for years.
They've been going to Comic Con forever. Let's not.
Put the crown on his head here. No,
please.
But even with the cast going, because
David Tennant's been going.
Yeah.
Oh, was he? Okay. Well, then I stand corrected. Nerd Jesus. Often I am.
Your nerd Jesus did not drag everybody to come.
No, that's not what I'm saying. And he is not my nerd Jesus. That is. You know who that is? Jeez Louise. What I'm saying.
He did do a lot for the nerd community.
Yeah, he's done a lot to push the effort forward, and, you know, good for him.
Agreed.
And good for all of us.
I would never deny that. No.
So,
I think you may have overstated it a bit, however. That would be my argument. It may have been overstated a bit.
You have to be so difficult all the time.
It's kind of like the Weed Knights overstate some things.
Necessary. The Weed Knights, of which I am one. What are you saying about us now?
You're a hard Weed Knight.
I'm a hard Weed Knight. A hard Weed Nut to crack?
Yep.
Oh, that... That was, come on.
What?
That was the best pun of the night. Okay.
Oh.
Forget it. My humor is wasted on you people. I will listen to the podcast later, and you know what? I will laugh at my own jokes, so I don't care.
I'll
laugh at my jokes.
Screw you people. I will laugh at my own joke.
Did everybody see the Doctor Who trailer that came out?
No,
I don't like to watch Doctor Who stuff because they like to give too much stuff away.
It doesn't really spoil anything. It was a nice tease, though.
I just saw something that you can buy tickets to go see the 50th anniversary episode in a movie theater.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'm going to be in Florida. That's the only issue. Because it's on, is it the 27th or 28th?
I think, or hold on.
29th, is it? Something
Thanksgiving
like that.
Was last weekend. What are you talking about?
American Thanksgiving.
Yes.
No, you guys, you're doing it wrong. Aren't you giving thanks for, like, harvest? In November, the harvest is, like, frosty and rotten. No,
we're giving thanks to the Native Americans that we screwed over.
Yes, well, so did they. Don't let those fucking Canadians fool you.
Yeah,
it's true. We did. We totally did.
Don't let Canadians pretend.
Probably, maybe even worse in some cases than you.
It's
did.
It's the same lineage. Let's not pretend. That
residential schools. Just saying. well, that's heavy. Doctor Who to Native Indian schools. That's the chatterbox.
Guys, it's going to be in 3D, too.
Yes, it is. That's right. The 3D episode.
And you're the only one that's going to get to see it, Rob.
Because well, you're going to see it in a movie theater.
No, no, in movie theater.
Oh, in the theater. Oh, I thought you meant like your TV there. God, I'm sorry. I've had a really I'm not going to even say it again. It's
the 23rd of November.
The 23rd of
November. The 23rd, yes, on
Saturday. That's awesome, because I will be not in Florida then.
Hooray!
Is that when your Thanksgiving is all the way that late?
It's like 27th or 28th this year, yeah.
Of November?
Yeah. No, of December.
That's like less than a month from Christmas.
Yeah. Yes, I know. I realize
it also intersects with the first day of Hanukkah.
Yeah, and also all the apples on your trees will be frozen.
I don't know. I don't have an apple tree.
How are you supposed to plant your garlic on Thanksgiving if it's November 27th?
Garlic?
You're supposed to plant your garlic on
Thanksgiving.
What
do you guys do up there?
What is going on in Canada?
What's going on?
You've got to top the maple syrup tree. No, wait, that's wrong. That's not a Canadian accent. Hang on. I already have a Canadian accent. You have to top the maple syrup tree.
Oh, God.
What's going on?
I want to be a part of this.
Wow.
I want to celebrate Canadian Thanksgiving here in America.
I would prefer Canadian Thanksgiving because it's a little warmer out when Canadian.
Well, is it like similar to ours? Like, do you have turkey?
We make a turkey and stuffing and ham, and we get together with our families and.
But is there any
hang out and we eat too much?
But
and we
did
have
you guys have pilgrims?
Well, I'm sure we did. I don't know why we have Thanksgiving when we do, but I assume in my own pagan hippie way that it has something to do with giving thanks for the bounty from the harvest.
Yeah, usually it all revolves around things like that. Yeah.
Right? I mean, doesn't that make sense? We are thankful for the harvest.
Yeah.
And we harvest like already now.
But it doesn't, you know.
Not November 27th. I can tell
you. Well, that's because half of your country is in the fucking tundra. And that's,
I think you've just put your finger on it, Michael David.
Yeah. Half of ours has their head up their asses, but whatever.
Well, no, but I think you've cracked the code of why our Thanksgiving.
Well,
because
that's why it's so much earlier. Even though most of the people live further south in the cities.
So what are you guys giving thanks for when it's Thanksgiving?
I'm giving thanks for FastPass Plus hopefully working well.
Okay, but is that honestly obviously that's not honestly what Thanksgiving's about. Are you guys like for pilgrims and stuff?
I don't know. That's what they teach in school. I don't know.
For taking the land off the Indians. Didn't we just have Columbus Day?
That was different. That was different.
I'm so confused by your American holidays.
I don't get Columbus Day.
Oh, Columbus Day is awful. We should not be celebrating.
Doesn't make sense. I mean, you know, I understand people like their quaint traditions. Just change the name of it. We'll take the day off. That's fine.
We call it
Autumn Day.
We just want a day.
Let's just call it Autumn Day, guys.
Yeah. It's apple fall. Picking it, it's
day.
Fall.
Why do you have an official apple yeah. picking day?
That's it.
I went apple picking last weekend for my birthday.
I think apple picking's done.
Happy
down
birthday
here.
And happy apple picking. Isn't it fun?
Yeah, it's so much fun. I love apples. They told us there were no more apples on the trees, but my friend yeah. Natalie proved them wrong and we took them for free.
Excellent.
Yeah, I thought so apple picking was done. Apples. Yeah. Because we just went pumpkin picking and apple picking was already over.
Yeah, well, because they wanted us to pay $25 for a bag.
Mm-mm.
Wow,
no.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Are they plated in gold and covered in chocolate?
Well, to be fair, they're like, it holds up to 20 pounds worth of apples.
Oh. Yeah, but, I mean, unless you're baking like 20 pies, what the hell are you going to do with all those apples?
Well, I have a humongous organic russet apple tree in my backyard, and I'm hoping to God that I can talk these boys that run breweries around here to make me into some cider.
How do you have an inorganic apple tree?
Well, you'd spray it with chemicals and you would...
It would still be organic.
Well, no, let's not... We're not having this discussion. The show will never end if we have this discussion. I choose not to spray chemicals on my vegetables. However... they did bust a meth lab a mile from my house, which they had been pouring the chemicals directly into the ground. So
you have meth-induced apples.
Nice. Everyone apples. Wants some of Michaela's apples.
Some of those meth-induced apples. Nice. Grown organically with meth.
Organic meth apples.
Organic meth apples, yeah.
Got it.
I saw the most inorganic apple the other day. That somebody brought to work, and it was one of these nice, shiny, beautiful, you know, picked just for you in China apples. And it had words actually burnt into the apple by sunlight, which I can assume cool. is only artificial ultraviolet radiation that they've been pumping here all the way from China in carts.
What?
Well, okay, where the fuck do you think your garlic comes from?
It depends on the time of year. I'm guessing it depends on the time of year. Most
if you
likely.
Get that little baggie, the mesh baggie with three garlics in it, as yes. millions of people
what
do.
What if I get the one with four garlics in it?
That shit is shipped from China. Read your labels, friend. Just saying. Just okay, first of all, if it has a label, don't eat it.
What?
If it has a label, you should eat
there
it.
There is no studies that say that.
I'm going to eat organic vegetables, or as my grandparents called them, vegetables.
There's also no studies to say organic vegetables are any better for you. But
do you know
that
they've only been poisoning our food since like the 1950s, right? So there is a way it can be undone.
That's why we're all dead.
You totally agree with me. You're just being facetious.
No, actually, I don't. Organic is one of the most bullshit scams going right now.
Okay, I choose to grow non-GMO seeds without chemicals and fertilizer. Well, without chemicals.
It's the thigh master of vegetable scams.
Well, being the person who grows the vegetables.
Growing is different.
That's a little different if you want to grow your own stuff.
Yeah,
it drinks the wine while they grow.
Yes.
I have to oversee that.
I think Mike's being more like what they sell.
Yeah.
Sell you Mike's, at stores?
No, Mike's being an ass.
No, I mean,
he's kind of right as far as like what they sell as organic and like making you pay money for it.
Oh, it's the same with greenwashing. You know, they try to make you think that things are organic, or they're doing that now, and they're doing the same thing with the celiac disease. So, you know, they're doing that with, what do they call
gluten free.
So yes. Everything's gluten free now because it's the latest. And that are actual celiacs, this is fantastic news because there's all these choices available
Lot. Yeah, that is good for them because they have a lot of choices now, which is good.
They do the same thing with, you know, healthcare and children. When I was growing up, all the kids had ADD. And a few years ago, they were all autistic. And now they're all, and you know, it's like, come on. Like, come on. Seriously?
I don't think they were all autistic a few years ago.
Well, no, this is what they were saying. They were labeling any child that had any kind of slowness or deficiency in the way that schools like to teach shit to you, and you didn't necessarily learn the way they wanted to teach
it to
you.
Well, I just think it's more awareness of...
No, there's awareness, and then there's also government funding, you know? The more special needs kids you have in your district, the more money you get from the government, right?
When did this become Conspiracy Cast?
Okay, well, this is an interesting television question. Well, you know when? It was when I got halfway through that glass of wine that Dave poured me. So see, there, that's what
it is. That's because it was not organic. And it has chemicals in it, yeah. And it's affecting your
it's
brain.
It's the drunken cast, let's be honest. No, but that's the facts. I mean, come on.
That's
let's
not
be realistic.
Fact. No.
They started, you know, any kid with a lazy eye, well, you're autistic. Anecdote, gets money from the government.
Let us be clear on one thing. Anecdotes are not facts.
Anecdotes are not facts.
Okay, but I happen to know a little
I'm going to stuff. Ask Neil deGrasse Tyson right now on Twitter, are anecdotes facts?
Go and ask him, he'll tell you. Go and ask Neil, go and ask Dan Harmon, he'll tell you.
And he will say, no, Michaela is drunk.
No, I'm not.
He will specifically say Michaela.
He will say, no, August 95 is wrong.
Is wrong about most things. Don't listen to her if her lips are
just like gravity is wrong about most things.
Or just not that great.
Okay, so now I'm really red. Okay, I needed a good
all
laugh.
Right, we really need to wrap this up because I got to get up at 4:30.
Really briefly about Vampire Diaries and the originals. The
oh,
only
that's
reason
fine.
I put
no,
this
no,
in
no,
there.
Go ahead. Go ahead. What? I didn't know you were going to talk about that. Go ahead.
Okay. The only reason I put this in there is because this show. If you do not watch it, get it. Watch it. I know a lot of people poo-pooed the pilot. But honestly, this show does not stand still for anybody. It moves. The plot moves constantly. It's a really, really good show. I really, really enjoy. I'm not talking about Vampire Diaries, obviously, because the originals just started.
I don't think the originals is going to last very long.
Well.
No, ratings-wise, it's pretty bad.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. As long as the characters that we love come back to the Vampire Diaries,
well,
I don't
really
care.
Well, you know that's what they'll do. They'll just recycle the people that they liked.
That's fine.
I don't understand why they took Klaus out of the show.
Well, yeah, because I mean, they thought they could have two shows and make extra billing with the advertisers.
I mean, I see it probably every third or fourth episode, and it's entertaining. It's entertaining as hell. But, I don't understand why they took him out of the show either, because they were all, like, good together on the show. I'm like, this is weird. He's not on the show anymore.
This major character is missing, guys.
This guy who, all like at the end of last season, was a part of everything is now just gone for no reason whatsoever.
Well, I think they kind of, you know, he decided to leave town for, I can't remember why.
I know, because the story moves so fast, so it doesn't matter.
Something Caroline.
Yeah, he
something,
was
something Caroline.
Oh, she was in love with the other guy still or some shit like that. I don't know.
Still is. You know, but I don't even know where he is because she only ever talks to him on the phone.
Oh,
because he's too busy dating Tina from Glee.
There you go.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
That's what he does in real life.
Oh, okay. Glee. Glee made me sad.
It made me sad, too.
Yeah, they did a very good job.
They did.
Cried from second one to the 43-something.
Yeah.
However long that episode was.
Yeah, just an excellent, excellent job.
Okay. We should probably move on. Oh, I had a little bit of news. Did anyone else know about this? Arrested Development is doing an Inside the Actors Studio, and it's airing November 7th.
Ooh, hooray!
Cool. Awesome.
Yep. I had no idea that show was still on.
You can go to tvguide.com, and they will tell you all about it.
Cool.
So there you go.
Did you know James Lipton is almost 90 years old?
I believe it. Yeah. Yeah. He's pretty old, yeah.
But he doesn't.
You know what, though?
It.
90's the new 70.
Yeah. I think at some point the number is just the number. I guess if you stay
I believe
active,
that
though,
R. Kelly thinks that, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. Number one, mostly.
Him and his new Lady Gaga song seem to think so.
I won't even listen to it. Nope.
I haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not listening to it. I don't care that you haven't listened to it. I appreciate you haven't listened to it. I don't care about it, and I am not going to listen to it. Just because R. Kelly, dirty, dirty dog.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So we have what? Let's do. Do you want a little feedback and then some Michaela talk questions, and then let's book it out of here?
Yeah, because sure. I got to get up in literally 6 hours.
Oh, I'm sorry. Matt also put that he is also really enjoying the most recent hour-long episode of The Legends of Korra. See? The Legend of Korra. Really fantastic storytelling and surpasses Korra's high standards visually. Excellent. On the note of cartoons, I definitely hope Rob or anyone else checks out Venture Brothers as he considered on the last episode. And our good friend Mikey, the mailman, says that he is really liking Arrow right now. And the writing on the show is a lot better than on other shows on TV right now.
I think he meant S.H.I.E.L.D.
What do you mean?
I think he meant better. It's better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Is
maybe,
what
I don't know.
Say.
Starring Jackson from Teen Wolf.
Just because you're so far away, Michael David, I tell ya.
I do like Arrow. Well, you know what's weird about Arrow, though? And this is an odd thing. When they show the skyline of, I guess it's Starling City, it alternates between Vancouver and Philadelphia.
Oh, interesting.
Like, sometimes they use a flyover of Philadelphia, and then sometimes they use a flyover of Vancouver. I'm like, it's supposed to be the same city. Just use the same flyover. Doesn't matter.
That's really weird. Why would they do that, I wonder? Yeah, is that just sloppy editing?
It's got to be. I mean, because really, does it matter which one they show? It's a fictional city.
Guys, we can't afford the Philadelphia flyover this week, so.
Yeah, it's like.
It's as if they have a new flyover happen every week. Because they're like, yeah, it's seasonal. We got to get one every week.
They do. They put one. There's always one. Because it's just how they, you know, go between scenes sometimes. And I'm watching it. I'm like, oh, they switched to Vancouver. They just decided to go to Vancouver. And then, like, the next week, it was back again. I'm like, this makes no sense. Just pick one.
I insist.
It's just weird. Yeah. Like, you probably wouldn't notice it unless you knew either city. That's the only reason you would notice it. But I'm like, that's just so bizarre. Just pick one and go with it. Pick Kansas City. Who cares? Just pick one.
You really want Kansas City as your flyover city?
I don't know. Probably not.
Okay.
Just crime and small buildings.
Okay. Ooh, a water tower. Ooh, another water tower.
That's corn. Oh, wait.
Corn.
Any Hoover, guess what time it is?
Michaela's got questions?
Yes, exactly. And that was a question from Kelly Joe. And now I have questions for you.
All right.
Okay, now, we discussed this earlier. If any of them are repetitive, hopefully you have drank enough margaritas between then and now to have forgotten your previous
changed
answers. Or, you know, like you got older, so maybe your answers are different.
Exactly.
It was your birthday last week. Was it this week? Time is going really weird for me, so I apologize.
It's been a week as of today.
Excellent. Okay, so which superhero would you be? Kelly Jo.
Superhero. I don't know. I mean, I kind of like the idea of being... There is no great way to say this, but the Flash would be helpful. Like, whenever you say you want to be the Flash, there's always those jokes that instantly go to your mind.
Who, me?
Yes, you, Michaela.
Okay. Shall I ask why you would choose the Flash?
Just because it would be so much easier to teleport, like, to get to places.
It's See, like, the answer is always telepath. Or always teleporting. That's the bottom line.
Because you would save so much money on gas, and you're just not, like, you just, like, save so much time.
Yeah. We seem in our lives to want to have more time and to get to places faster. We want to spend less time commuting. That is what I'm learning from Michaela's Got Questions. Maybe this will be my thesis. for the college I'm not going to. Kelly Jo, what is your pet peeve?
People who are rude to retail staff, like not just speaking as someone who is currently in retail staff, but when I see it, I always get really annoyed. Like, today, this just so happened to happen. This just happened. And it was this woman came in before we were even open and was like, I need you to do this for me. I was like, okay, we're not open for another 5 minutes. Please come back. And then I'm helping her fill out her membership form. And I'm like, okay, so you need to fill this out again. And she's like, oh, no, I'm not doing that.
No. Okay.
So I had to look into the computer to get her address and all of this personal information that I assume she doesn't want me to know. but I do because it's all in our computers. So it's just like, all right, so you're trusting me to fill out your credit card information. Great.
Oh, that's not one of her wiser decisions, I'm imagining.
Yeah.
Rudeness in general is annoying, don't you find? Yeah. This rudeness in general. Yeah. Do you play a musical instrument?
I do not.
Okay. What is your hobby besides not playing a musical instrument?
Tumblr seems to be a major hobby of mine. That's not a good technical hobby. But it's like, and I also have been reading more lately.
What have you been reading that's good?
I've been reading a lot of John Green. He's written books like Looking for Alaska and The Fault in Our Stars, which is being made into a movie right now. And I'm going to be going opening day and we'll cry. It's the one book that has led me to cry in public. It wasn't pretty.
Oh, okay. I think we've probably all done it.
Mike certainly has.
Especially Mike. That's what I was thinking. See? I don't remember if I asked you this last time. I know I asked you what your favorite adult beverage was, but I don't remember if I asked you this. If you could be famous, would you, and what for?
Yeah, I would, for comedic reasons, hopefully.
Excellent. We cannot wait for that to happen.
Oh.
Like, for honestly reals. Like, if you make it really famous, then you have to pay for us all to come to Las Vegas and hang out with you for the week.
Obviously.
Isn't that how it happens?
For my casino show.
That's right. When you do stand-up in Vegas, you're going to, you know,
true.
Closest friends and family, right?
Yeah, exactly. You'd be like...
Like, all the people you know off the internet.
Be like... I have a very large rider. You need to get all of these people and potentially their families to come down to Vegas.
No families.
Dave can stay at home.
No, poor Dave. I'll pay for Dave. Look at the negotiations. We're already negotiating. See, you must already be famous. It's already happened.
Exactly.
See? Believe it and you can achieve it. That's all I have. That's it. Oh, boo. Okay, what is your favorite? No, we talked about this last time. Favorite vacation destination? Have you told me this already?
Well, it's kind of different. Like, the place I went to, I realized I kind of don't really like that much.
Okay.
I like going, because I went back there since the last time we've talked.
Okay. What happened that put you off it?
The reason I like it is also the reason I don't necessarily like being there. That and the oceans are really rough there. Mm. But wow. I don't like rough oceans because I like being able to stand without having the constant fear of being collapsed.
Or drowning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
drowning. So I've gone to West Palm Beach where my aunt lives and it's pretty great there because the oceans are nice and calm and just... very peaceful. And it's like basically the Caribbean Ocean over there.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather sing, dance, or draw?
I'd really like to be able to have a better singing voice.
Okay. If you could change one thing about the world, what would you change?
Less assholes? Not the body part.
That would get backed up.
I want everyone to have sewn up assholes so they cannot poop anymore.
You cruel, cruel Mr. Skelly.
That's so messed up. Hope you never get your wishes.
Guys, I just want to poop for the world. That's all I want.
I'd like to teach the world. No. So you wish people were kinder, maybe?
Yes, I wish there was a kinder society.
Okay.
Better.
And that's why we build our own on the internet. That's your Miss America answer.
How about that?
I wish there were world more assholes. Well, Kelly Jo, I would like to thank you very much for answering Michaela's Got Questions part.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me back on Michaela's Got
Questions. Excellent. Okay. Michael David wants to go to bed.
Yes, I need to go to bed.
So, Michael David, why don't you tell people where they can find us on the interwebs?
ChatterboxPodcast.com. I don't have the document open. I was doing something else.
And it's our 30th episode, by the way.
I got it.
You can send your questions and comments to chatter at chatterboxpodcast.
I got it open now.
Doing it? Are you doing it?
I can do it. Send your questions and comments to chatterboxpodcast.com. Find us on the web at chatterboxpodcast.com. He's Rob Venger. I'm Ren Mike D. She's August 95. And we have Kelly Jo. 582.
562.
Damn it.
We just had a birthday.
Observer cast. Tell me if I didn't promote it.
Yes. Where is it at?
Check it out. Thank you, Kelly Jo, for joining us.
Yes.
Is it on the
just
iTunes
Google
machine?
Google Observercast, you'll find us.
Is it on the iTunes machine?
It's pretty
machine?
Much where, that's what we're at on all the main social networks.
Ooh.
The regular places.
Yeah.
All the regulars. Yeah. Check out Fringe. Watch Observercast. Yeah. Or listen to Observercast and watch it.
Just listen to us and be like, why do they do this on a weekly basis?
I don't want to say this episode's long, but it's long.
I feel bad because that's every time I come on. It's a long episode.
Okay. All right.
It's not you. It's us.
Everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.